Unit 7. Health is wealth. Seven A. Exercise 2, page 56.
Super healthy. Four healthcare practitioners comment on the Western world's new obsession with supplements.
A.
I don't disagree that supplements can play an important role in achieving health objectives. It is recommended, for example, that women are prescribed folic acid during pregnancy and that people who are housebound take vitamin D as they don't get enough exposure to natural light. However, it's my professional opinion that people should only take supplements when they are unable to get the vitamins and minerals they need from a healthy diet and lifestyle. Quite apart from the possible negative effects the needless use of supplements can have on the body, it is a waste for people to buy supplements that don't benefit them. Before beginning to take any sort of supplement, have your doctor prescribe you some blood tests and discuss the results.
B.
Preventative medicine is the healthcare industry's latest money spinner, and supplements are at the heart of this strategy. It's quite clever, really. Pharmaceutical companies have found a way to make money from people with no health problems at all, whereas in the past, these people wouldn't have spent anything in the healthcare market. The supplement industry in the USA generates about $30 billion a year. I think people have an idea that it's young people taking slimming aids and pumping up their muscles with protein powder that is driving this market, but that's not true. A recent survey showed 70% of Americans over the age of 60 took a supplement, with 29% taking four or more different ones.
C. I'm a great advocate of leading a preventative lifestyle. It's among our most powerful tools. The reality, however, is that while all my patients know they should eat a healthy diet, the large majority just don't. Statistics support this. In the USA, for example, 76% of adults don't eat enough fruit, and 87% don't eat enough vegetables. In the short term, this can affect their ability to fight off illnesses like the common cold. In the long term, it can increase the risk of serious problems like heart disease and cancer. I agree that a healthy diet is still the optimal way to consume nutrients. But in our fast-paced culture, people are always looking for a quick-fix solution. Therefore, it's better to have patients take synthetic vitamins and minerals than none at all. D.
It's my belief that supplements are never a substitute for a diet rich in micronutrients. I personally know many perfectly healthy people who take a multivitamin in the morning so that they feel less guilty about consuming junk food during the day. However, it's important to understand the distinction between dietary vitamins and vitamins in pill form. We see benefits from vitamins obtained from food, which we don't see with supplements. Moreover, taking large quantities of synthetic vitamins can actually have adverse effects. Some studies have found a link between excessive supplement intake and increased risk of certain cancers. Of course, further studies need to be carried out, but it seems that having a healthy diet is far more risk-free in the long run than taking supplements.